Today's scripture is found in Mark 15 and 16 of chapter 16. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
Lord, give me the fire and the boldness to go into all the world with the good news. Father, only your will for my life will do. Use this temple, Lord. Come and live in it and take control of it completely. Lord, I want everything that I say and do to glorify you and to be a reflection of Jesus. The only way that this can be accomplished is by your abiding with me and I with you. Live in me, precious Holy Spirit. Fill this earthly temple with your goodness and your light. Amen.
Think about it today. Do you realize that you're a living, breathing temple of the Lord? An old pastor said it best. We're living epistles. See, the New Testament never came to an end. Acts just stopped. It never came to an end. You and I are the living epistles, and as we walk this earth, we preach the gospel. If we mention once that we are a Christian, we preach the gospel by our actions and by the way we behave. What letter are you? What letter are you writing to the world every day when you walk through it?
Today's action, ask God to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Today's treasure is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
The world is growing colder and colder, coming to an end. May not be our lifetimes, but what are you saying to the world each day? When your life has been reviewed, when you stand before God at Judgment Day, what will be the letter that is read of your life? What will the epistle of your life say to those around you?